following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Valley Orthopedics Tip-Off Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you here to Classic Country 90.9 live from Central High School of Clay County. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Harden down helping us with stats. You may hear from him for the night's out. We got Heathbone back behind us as we're set up back on the floor here at Volunteer Gymnasium. And we're getting ready for the tip-off as the Volunteers are hosting the Mumford Lions. Coach, it's kind of the tail end. It started with the first game of the season. Now this is going to be the tail end of the regular season for both the boys and the girls.
Well, you're right, Rusty. And, you know, it seems like just yesterday we were over there doing this game at Mumford back in, seemed like, I guess it was early December. And here we are in the last game of the regular season tonight. And the girls are right now looking to play good tonight and get a jump start into the area tournament, which will start Monday.
Absolutely, coaches. The Volunteer girls will be traveling over to Briarwood at 4:30 to take on Shelby County as Briarwood's hosting that area tournament. But right here tonight, the Volunteers kind of took control of the Lions early last time. The Lions has keeping up with them. They've improved in the girls and the boys side. And I'm expecting a pretty good matchup here tonight for the Volunteers. It is senior night. We will tell you senior night festivities will happen after this girls game and before the boys game. So we'll try to cover that somehow. We'll try to let you hear that right here on Classic Country 90.9. We'll try to bring you all of that. But seeing if the Volunteer boys and girls squads can wrap up the regular season with a win right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
AltaPoint Health needs caring people to support and assist those who are living with mental illness. If you're passionate about helping others, want to join a growing healthcare company, and are ready to love what you do, then AltaPoint Health is looking for you. Visit altapoint.org to apply.
Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of the Radio Alabama Foundation and very excited to be a part of Volunteer Athletics on Classic Country 90.9. Atkinson Homes covers Talladega, Clay, Coosa, and Shelby counties with quality, custom-built, energy-efficient homes located on Highway 280 in Childersburg, 256-378-1201 or atkinsonhomes.net. You're going to love our homes.
This is Clay Central Basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Penhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. Now, here's color analyst Coach Jerry Weems and the voice of Clay Central High School Athletics, Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 for Volunteer Basketball. We just had the starting lineups announced right here on Classic Country 90.9. Coach, we one thing we noticed, and Coach Bishop has chosen to go with his seniors, which is a good move, something you like to do if you feel like you can. And, of course, all these seniors are very eligible to play and very capable of starting. So a great opportunity here as we see Bailey James, Mia Lindsay, also Nariah Brock, Ashante Smith, and India Glenn all getting a start tonight for the Volunteers.
Well, and that's a tribute to them being seniors, and they'll be going against a Mumford team that's just the opposite. They're starting four sophomores tonight along with one senior. So here we go. The tip is in the air, and the game is underway.
Volunteers win the tip, get a good tip, get a good look, and there's a senior laying it up and in down low. That is Bailey James getting things started off in the Volunteers lead. Lions over in the right corner. Pass cross court, out of bounds. That was Brianna Hales looking for number 12, Brooklyn Presley. But a little too hot, and he goes out of bounds. That'll be a turnover.
Yeah, she tried to throw that ball underneath the basket all the way across the floor, and it just, that's a difficult pass to try to make.
Ashante Smith bringing the ball up the floor for the Volunteers, and she dribbles across the timeline. Smith looking to drive down the lane, loses a basketball, and it's picked up by Brewster of the Lions. Brewster dribbles over right wing. Back over to number 14, Bishop. Bishop back on the left wing to Presley. Presley over in the corner there to Brianna Hales. Pass back up to the top. Brewster. Brewster fires over to the right side, over to Bishop. Bishop kicks it out to number three, Brewster. Her shot, three-point shot up, no good. And there is Glenn with a rebound. Over to Bailey James on the right wing. Bailey over to Mia Lindsay. Mia back over to Ashante Smith. Good look down to Brock, and Brock's shot is good. That's a good pass from Ashante Smith down to the block, and Brock lays it in.
Yeah, a good low post setup there for that, ended up in that basket.
There's Hales looking to drive, and the pass is going to be stolen away. That's Ashante Smith up to Mia Lindsay. She's got a one-on-three and passes all three of them and misses the lay-in.
Well, you know Mia's going to the basket when she gets it.
Brewster with a basketball for the Lions. She drives over the right corner, loses the basketball, and loses it out of bounds. And that'll be another turnover for the Mumford Lady Lions.
Well, that's turnovers on three trips now for Mumford. And when you look at this Mumford team, Brianna Hales, the only senior out there, the only senior on this team, as a matter of fact. So, young Mumford line team here.
Mia over to Glenn on the left wing. Glenn looks down, brought good pass down to Bailey James, and James missed the lay-in. Shante Smith just missed another assist. Great pass.
Well, from the backside, James snuck in there, and the pass was there, but she missed it. A gimme under the basket.
Brewster with a basketball again, kicks it out to Hales. Hale, guarded by Glenn, throws it away, almost a turnover, but Brewster gets it back. Brewster over to Presley. Presley, a fire up a three-pointer, hits back rim, no good. Bailey James with a rebound for the Lady Balls, and we're back on the move. James dribbles over to the right side, looks to drive, pulls the ball back out. Cross courts over to India Glenn, or over India Glenn's head to the scores table, and that'll be a turnover for the Lady Balls.
And first substitute of the night, Diamond Heflin checking in for Bailey James.
James is starting things out, playing well there early, and she'll get back in there. James usually quickly off the bench, but getting a start here tonight on senior night. There's Brooklyn Presley, or access. Ashton Bishop. Bishop gives it over to Brewster. Brewster fires up a shot. Rebound is on the loose. 21, Faith Jacobs to run that down for the Lions. Back over to Brewster. Brewster's guarded by Mia Lindsay. Brewster, long jumper's good. Two-point shot, Coach, just inside the three-point line. Brewster, let's see what she's listed.
Well, she was
5'8", 150, but she's
leading scorer last time we played.
Ashante Smith.
And by the way, Rusty, that shot just then by Brewster, that was a real jump shot.
Yes.
Did you notice that?
I did. It was a true jump shot. She left before. And you know, that Brewster is somebody that, assuming we continue to play, and that's something I was going to mention a while ago and didn't really get a chance. The Mumford Lions has been one of those teams that have considered, there's a steal by Diamond Heflin, lay-in no good, but Mel Lindsay's put back is, and the Lady Ball's back up by 4-6-2. But Mumford has continued to play us in boys and girls basketball. You know, they're a 4A school. And they got a lot of people in that area to play. But I want to kind of commend them for continuing
they
to play.
They have, and in the spring sports as well.
Played many years in football, and we honestly understand, I think, why they made that change. But we've lost some of our teams to play, so it's good to continue to play Mumford. Lady Lions with the basketball, trailing the ball 6-2. Brewster, everything operates through Brewster on this
and
offensive end.
Our teammates are all looking for every possession.
Brewster over to Bishop. Bishop back to Brewster in the corner. Another jump shot, no good, rims out. Put back, no good by Faith Jacobs. Loose ball and still loose all the way out past the three-point line, and we're going to get a jump ball.
Right now, the Lions are claiming their offensive boards. They just can't follow it up with a basket.
Possession there in favor of the Lady Balls, so we'll have the ball here on the side just down from our table on the visitor side. Right here in Coach Herring's first favorite spot right here on the floor.
Yeah, he likes being down here where the action is.
There's a... Some people might read between the lines when we talk about stuff like that. I don't know how many, though. There's Nariah Brock, fires up a three, and that's good. Now, Coach, that may be key moving into to tournament play is we've noticed Brock's been able to, and there's a travel. Brock's picked up her shooting.
Her outside perimeter shooting has really improved, and, you know, you always look when it comes tournament time, you look for that person that can score the ball for you in those kind of situations, and that's what Nariah's doing right now.
9-2.
I'm about tired of this.
y'all, you might hear Coach Herring in the background. And there's another three-pointer, Coach. Maybe we're getting hot at the right time as India Glenn drains a three.
Well, I think right now we're playing with a great deal of confidence, and we're letting those shots go.
There's a pass up. Lines. Lines back out to Bishop. Bishop's three-pointer. No good, and Brock with a rebound for the Volunteers. She'll dribble down this near side here on the visitor side. Up across the timeline, kick it over to Billingsley. This is the first time we've seen Billingsley tonight. Billingsley back over to Mia Lindsay on the left wing. But Mia wants to get involved in the three, and that one rims out no good.
Volunteers have been in their half-court trap after a basket.
Bishop with the basketball over to Brewster on the right wing. Brewster looks down low, gets it to Bishop. Bishop's going to be tied up down there by good job there as we collapse on Bishop down on the block and get the tie it up, but they do have the possession there, does the Lady Lions.
Well, Bishop received that pass on the block and got herself in trouble when she put it on the floor, and that resulted in the tie up.
The ball's inbound and there to Brewster. Brewster over to Presley. Presley, almost a steal there by Zykeria Heflin.
Zykeria read that pass across the floor, broke on it, and deflected it out of bounds.
2:21 to go, opening period, and we're going to get a timeout here by the Mumford bench. And it looks like they're going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them as we take this Poacher's Half timeout right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9. Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network. Buddy Sports Country is your local dealer of Benelli, Browning, and Glock Firearms. They add more selection and new products almost daily inside the huge showroom. They even feature some used firearms as well. Buddy's also offers a full stock of ammo, plus they have a wide range of fishing supplies. Open 8 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Buddy Sports Country, located on Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
First quarter action is brought to you by Don's Pawn and Jewelry.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. Preston with the basketball over in the corner there. Looking for Bishop down there, and it's going to be stolen away, but she is going to fall over and travel. She thinks she was knocked down by her own player, Mia Lindsay. That was Diamond Heflin with the basketball.
Yeah. Rusty, has a very nice crowd here on hand for senior night.
It is.
The home side almost full.
That's always good to see. Brewster with the basketball. Everybody trying to – the last basketball games that more than likely will be played, there's still a possibility that you could – you could host. But it's
sub-state game.
But it's not likely.
Or is it called sub-region?
Sub-region,
sub-region.
Yeah. There's a ball up, no good by Diamond Heffin. Zakira Heffin with a rebound, and we're going to get called for camping out in the lane.
Well, she got caught there in the lane and couldn't get out, and they got a very rare three-second call. Beaufort has handled this press pretty well up to this point.
Mainly Brewster and Presley's been the ones that's been able to beat it. Up to number 12, Presley. Presley is fouled from behind. That foul is going to go on number one for the Volunteers, India Glenn. That's going to send Presley to the line shooting two. As Coach Herron reminds us, that is the very first foul of the game with 1:29 to go in opening period.
And as a result of that, we've had a pretty quick quarter up to this point.
Not a lot of stoppages of play. One time out. Presley drains the first free throw. Got three coming off the bench. Ashante Smith and Ryle Brock. And also Bailey James for the Vols. Going out is Mia Lindsay, Diamond Heflin. And I'm looking who the – not sure who the other ones went out. And she makes them both. Cutting into that ball lead. Vols lead 12-4 here, 1:27 to go opening period. Bailey James over to Ashante Smith in the corner. Ashante drives baseline shot and hits the underneath side of the backboard, and the rebound goes to Brewster in line. Brewster brings it up across the timeline, dribbles up, and throws it into the curtain.
Yeah, I think Brewster needs to look more for her shot than passing the ball.
I agree. She's got a good-looking shot, good jump shot, and good moves.
Mumford, by the way, has been in a 2-3 zone, and that has set up some of those three-point shots the Vols have been taking.
Ashante Smith with the basketball comes all the way across that to Brock, back to Billingsley. Billingsley dribbles, kicks out, an open look for Ashante Smith, and Smith drains it, but she's called for a foot on one.
Well, she had a good shot there on that left wing and drilled it.
Bishop with the basketball over to Brewster. Brewster guarded by Zakira Heffin. Brewster picks up her dribble, throws it down to Faith Jacobs, back over to Presley. Presley throws it away. Well, Volunteer, this group of defensive players is really hounding the lines.
Yeah, Presley got in a situation there. She didn't know if she wanted to pass or shoot or what. So she just threw it out of bounds.
Lady Vols lead by 10, 14-4 here. Over in the corner there to Bailey James. James. Over to Ashante Smith. Ashante back over to Bailey James. James will fire up the jumper, and that one's good.
Bailey James.
And that is going to end the first period. Volunteers up 14-4 right here. You're listening on Classic Country 90.9. You're listening to Volunteer Lady Vols basketball on the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network. We'll take a break and come back with your second.
Getting a loan from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is so easy, anyone can do it. Is it Get Right, Charlie? Whether you need a personal loan, home equity loan, auto loan, or credit card, you can easily apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or through our apps. Sign your forms online and save yourself a trip to the branch. Now that will make your tail wag. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 464059.
Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine serves the greater Coosa Valley and East Central Alabama area. Dr. Anthony Troppiano and his team at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine focus on orthopedic care and sports medicine, offering treatment for various conditions related to bones, joints, and muscles. With a commitment to comprehensive care, Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine supports individuals with medical needs related to orthopedic health. More information is online at cbhelp.net.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Integrity Cabinets. Integrity's promise is to always conduct business with integrity. Integrity Cabinets on Highway 49 in Lineville.
We're backing you back here to Classic Country 90.9. Coach, you've got some stats. Coach Herron's compiled here.
Well, the turnovers, we had six. They had seven that quarter, and the rebounding was dead even at six apiece.
And the Vols lead 16-4 here as we move into the second period, 7:47, and I think the Vols are going to step out of bounds with it.
You know, and Rusty, what we've seen tonight, Volunteers playing against this zone defense, we've seen them have more patience as they attack that zone.
I tell you, and there's a foul down low. That's going to put number 21, Faith Jacobs, at the line shooting two. That foul's going to go on Ashante Smith. But, Coach, you mentioned that. And I'm not talking about anybody because she's a key contributor in this basketball game. But one thing to note is Mia hadn't ran point much tonight.
Well, I've thought that same thing myself. And, you know, I think Coach Bishop kind of picked up on that two or three games ago. And we've seen more and more of it as we've gone along.
And she's playing a guard. She's out there and was still with opportunity. But her pace of the game sometimes speeds the rest of the team up too much, I think. And she makes one of the two, and the ball's come out with a rebound. Over to Brock on the right wing. Brock back to Mia Lindsay, back over to Bailey James. Bailey Ashante Smith in the corner. Her shot's blocked. That's a good block there by Faith Jacobs of the Lions, and they get the loose ball.
Yeah, it was hard to shoot over Jacobs. She's one of those tall, lanky type girls.
Brewster over in the corner, back to Brewster, the top of the key. Brewster dribbles, jump shot, no good. Mia Lindsay with the rebound. Mia, she's got one gear, and she's in it. Up the floor, all the way down, she's fouled. She does not make the shot, but she'll go to the line shooting two.
Yeah, Mia had the pedal to the floor right there.
You probably heard it on the radio. She dribbled right by our table here. Right on the floor, right where Coach Herron loves it the best. Got a good look at it coming down the sideline there. And Mia makes the first. Y'all don't forget Heath Bones behind us now. Just look at him. He's relaxed.
He's quiet back there.
He's relaxed. And she makes them both. That's another thing, Coach. Making free throws. Volunteers starting out well in this game with an 18-5 lead, but they're playing well. Other than the turnovers. Ricky's got to protect things better than that.
His possession error box just got knocked over on the table
Coach
over there.
Coach Bishop's there, but I don't see no lights.
I'm just glad his nachos weren't there.
We may have to go get the cone. Have y'all seen the cone in the other gym? Have y'all seen the cone over in another gym? I'm thinking about, no kidding, I went over the day, and they had a orange cone that they were swapping ends of the table with.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that works.
Yeah.
It works.
I think we can. You, Coach, you ever had the box where you had a regular, like a light switch, and you swapped, and it was a regular light bulb in each end?
That's right. That's what we started out with.
I think Ag could probably make a possession area, don't you think?
They could.
Or over at the Career Tech Center. Thank you, Coach.
I've seen one before. I don't remember where, but it was an arrow, and you turn that arrow away. It was a real just an arrow.
Just
with no
arrow.
Light.
You just
yeah.
I mean that would work just the same.
Anything will work.
There's Mia Lindsay almost with a steal. Coach Herron could have reached out there and helped, but he didn't.
Coach is kind of indifferent there tonight.
6:26 to go
in this
the
regular
half.
Season finale.
18-5, Balls up. Lady Balls up. We will remind you there'll be a senior recognition, and we'll let you hear that right here during between the two games. The boys will follow. There's a good drive and lay in by Mia Lindsay, and the Balls are up 20-5.
Mia has all 4 points here for the Vols in this second quarter.
Bishop over to Brewster. There's a loose ball, but it's going to be gathered up by Hales. Hales up to Brewster. Brewster over to Bishop. Back to Brewster. Brewster fires up a three-pointer. It's a little strong. No good. Fight for the rebound. Hales comes out with it. Kicks it out to Bishop. Bishop looks to reset over to Brewster. As we said before, everything runs through Brewster for sure. And we see why.
A good pick for her right there, but she elects to pass the ball.
And we'll dribble it out of bounds.
And I'll
under
say,
our table.
I'll say again, Lauren Brewster needs to look for her shot more. She's getting in good positions for shots and then passing the ball.
Brewster.
Working right now on Heflin one-on-one.
Brewster crosses over, and there's Bailey Jane steps in front of that pass, but Bishop's going to steal it away. She's going to drive the basket, miss the shot. She's going to be fouled by number three, Nariah Brock.
Yeah, Nariah, instead of staying on the floor, went up, and it cost her that foul. And that will put Ashlyn Bishop on the line for two right here.
Bishop's first one is no good.
Right now, we're headed to the midpoint of the second quarter, and the Lions only have one field goal.
Bishop. Second free throws up and no good. But Lions get the rebound. Faith Jacobson, her putback's no good, but she's fouled.
Diamond Heflin got her on the arm, and so now Jacobs will go to the line for two.
Vols lead 20-5, 5:10 to go opening half.
This will be their seventh and eighth free throw attempts in this half.
That one rimmed around, went back, hit the backboard, and come back and fell in.
That got all the rim right there.
Second one no good. Diamond Heflin comes out with it. Heflin up to Mia Lindsay. Mia looks down to Heflin, but it's stolen away. Good job by Brianna Hales cutting in front of that pass. Hales, and they got to get it to Brewster to beat this press, and she beats it easier on
yeah,
her own.
Yeah, she beat it easily.
Bishop looks down to 23, Skylar Hanley. Hanley's going to turn it over, and we're going to get a foul. Not a purposeful, not on purpose, but it was definitely a foul, and Nariah Brock's tripped up. Legs get tangled up, and Brock goes to the floor.
That foul went on Brooklyn Presley, and, of course, only the second foul here this quarter, so it'll be an inbound situation.
Coach Harry, I got you turned on. Did I hear the other morning, and I think I missed something. I need to go back and listen. Y'all had Bobby Crenshaw on? Did I hear that?
You
yes,
did.
Yes, we did. This past Monday morning, we sure did.
Okay. So is it in the opening hour, or do you remember?
Yes, it's 7 o'clock hour.
Okay.
7 o'clock hour
so
coaching
I need to go
friends.
Back and listen to that.
Yes.
However you listen now, that's something I want to remind everybody, whether it's the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network, you can go on however you listen to podcasts. Both available. We're going to get a Poach Yourself timeout. But you can go on there or you can go on the app, Radio Alabama app, and you can go back and re-listen on the podcast link and re-listen to all the games and also all the morning shows. And everything we do is right there. So they're going to take a full timeout. As they take this Poach Yourself timeout across the way, we'll take it with them right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Don's Pawn and Jewelry in Ashland is a trusted local pawn shop with years of experience serving Clay County residents and beyond. The shop has items including jewelry, electronics, tools, guns, and more. With a reputation for reliability, Don's Pawn and Jewelry has a secure and friendly environment. Conveniently located on Court Square in Ashland, the shop is a well-known spot in the community for quality goods and trusted service. 256-354-2727. 256-354-2727.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, Natural Gas, comfortable, responsible.
Passion for justice, unwavering commitment, unparalleled legal expertise. Wheelis and Garmin Attorneys, the official law firm of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Online at wheelisgarmentattorneys.com.
We come back. Volunteers with a steal. Bailey James with an open shot. It does not go. They get it back to Billingsley. Her shot don't go. And we've kind of went cold, and there's going to be a ball off of Bishop, and that's going to be back to the Lady Vols. Yep. Ball's come out with pressure defensively and cause a turnover, but can't get the basket.
And Bailey had another good look at the basket, a chance to get her fifth and sixth points, but it wouldn't go.
Billingsley fires up a three, and she drains that one. And the Vols are getting hot from three-point land, shooting against this zone here, and they're up 23-6.
That was Ramiah's first basket of the night.
Brianna Hales gets it back to Brewster. Brewster with the basketball. She dribbles up over to Presley. Presley back up there to Bishop. Bishop drives, shot blocked by Diamond Heffa. Loose ball, Billingsley comes out with it. Billingsley up the floor, tries to thread the needle to a pass down low, and it's going to be last touch by Heffa. Just not an open look there, and tried to force one down on the block.
And the Lions will operate against that pressure once again.
Bishop with the basketball. I tell you something else, Coach. They don't. Well, I'm just looking over at the bench. I see why I hadn't paid attention. There's only seven players here for the Lady Lions tonight.
They only have seven in uniform.
There's Billingsley with the basketball. Billingsley. Billingsley is fouled hard on the arm. Don't get much on the shot, but she'll go to the line shooting too. You could hear that one through our headsets.
Brewster picking up her second foul for the Mumford team.
Billingsley makes the first. And I was just thinking, Coach, if Brewster leaves the floor, that's going to be a whole different deal. If she may not. She hadn't yet, I don't think.
Yeah, that would hurt them bringing the ball up against the press.
Billingsley makes both free throws. Lady Vols up 25-6. 3 minutes to go, first half. Brewster with a basketball up across the timeline. Billingsley almost picks her pocket. Brewster regains control. Brewster, good pass down low to number 10. Shot won't go. That is Kasten Latham. Good look down on the block, but just missed the shot. Billingsley down to Lopez, out to Glenn. Glenn gets her feet set for three, and it does not fall. Rebound to Ashton Bishop in the Lions.
India Glenn wound up with a very good shot there.
There goes Brewster all the way to the basket. Shot don't go, but Hales gets a rebound. Back out to Presley. Presley fires up the three, and it goes out of bounds.
Right now, Mumford really having trouble. Only one field goal still in this game.
Zakara Lopez bringing the ball up the floor. And that ball is deflected by Bishop out of bounds. 2:07 to go, opening half.
Good ball handling there by Coach Heron. Picking up that errant pass.
He looked like he had a little globetrotter in him there for a minute, didn't he?
He wanted to shoot.
I think our good friend Quandale wouldn't appreciate it if he'd have shot it. And he held back. The ball goes out of bounds.
We need to speed this game up. Talking to the official here.
He agrees, but they can only do what they can do.
That's right. They can only do so much.
Brewster with the basketball. Brewster over to Bishop. Bishop thought about the three, decides better of it, loses her footing, and they're going to call number one, India Glenn, for the push. And that's going to put we're in the bonus here, them in the bonus, and they'll be shooting two. 1:39 to go. Somebody mentioned how fast the first period went by, and I think we're making up for that. First free throw, no good.
I'm going to try this. Bishop is now 0-for-3 on free throws. This will be her fourth attempt.
And she missed it. Up to Billingsley. Billingsley with a good runner off the glass.
Little running bank shot from the left side.
Billingsley didn't score in the first, but she's getting things corrected here in the second, where she has 7 points already. We leave Presley wide open. She misses the layup. Hales comes out with a rebound, but it's taken away. there by Billingsley. Billingsley, good dish down to Brock. Brock gets bumped, didn't get her feet set. Ball saved in. Boy, it's a ping pong ball. It's going to be last touch by Lady Ball. As we see some more substitutes, we see Annalisa Harris coming in the game. And also number 14. I don't have a number 14. Yeah, I do. That's LaShante Ward. Also, Brandy Searcy into the game for the ball.
Brandy usually plays a lot.
There's Brewster fires up the three. No good. And then Coach Bishop is going to call a 30-second timeout here, maybe to talk to this group and get them situated. So we'll take this Poacher South timeout with him right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, Natural Gas, comfortable, responsible.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Some more substitutions in there. As we also seeing
Stevie Gibbs. Addison Wesley.
Addison Wesley entered the game. I think that's what Coach Bishop was trying to do, get two more substitutes in. And we're going to get a jump ball over there. Brandy Sears is going to tie up Bishop. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is a young group, Coach. We got 7th, 8th graders, 9th graders mainly out on the floor. But they hustle on the floor for sure.
Yeah, and they've had good success at their level the last couple of years as well.
Only 12 seconds to go here. Seriously, I'm not sure she's aware of the time. She was walking it up the floor over to Smith. Smith going to fire a long three-pointer that was about 12 feet short.
A 22-foot shot went 12 feet.
You think that's what Coach Bishop drew up while ago on that ball?
Well, he had his clipboard out there.
But that's going to end the first half. Lady Ball's up 27-6. We'll take a break. We'll total up some stats and come back and share them with you. Get prepared for the second half. And I also reminder, senior night recognition will follow this girls' game, and then we'll have the boys' game right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a new year with new goals and plenty of New Year's resolutions. It's a great time to take a look at your monthly expenses and just do a reset. First Capital Insurance in Lineville could be a great place to start. First Capital Insurance works with several insurance companies to find a plan that fits your needs and your budget. The phone number for First Capital Insurance is 256-396-2131, and they're located at 575 College Street in Lineville. First Capital Insurance is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Frank's Point of View, a hidden gem overlooking Talladega National Forest. Enjoy endless views, stunning sunsets, and starry nights. Each spacious RV site includes a picnic table, sun canopy, privacy panel, fire pit, and hammock hooks. Hike miles of scenic trails and let your four-legged friends roam free. Frank's Point of View is online at frankspointofview.com. Phone number 256-456-5800. Frank's Point of View, your perfect getaway awaits.
Tires are an investment, and you can extend the life of your tires with proper alignment. Highway 9 Tire in Lineville now has a calibrated four-post alignment rack for front and rear alignments. This all-new alignment rack works on the newest models and even the antique cars. The phone number for Highway 9 Tire is 256-396-3040. They also offer a full-time mechanic to keep you rolling down the road. Highway 9 Tire is also your local X-Mark dealer and is proud to support Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is the Coosa Valley Wound Care Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. As we're at the halftime of the girls' game. Lady Balls lead 27-6. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Heron, and also Heath Bone. We're about to have a special guest, but before we do that, let's go back and total up the stats and, Coach, share how we got to this 27-6 lead here at the half.
Well, when you look at the stats, it's kind of puzzling, really. When you look at turnovers, we have 12, they have 13, so there's no difference there. And then in the rebounding, we have one rebound more than they do, 16-15. But when you compare that to the score, 27-6, it doesn't add up. But what does add up is that the Volunteers have good balance in their scoring. Right now, Ramiah Billingsley was held scoreless in the first period, had seven that second period. So she ends up being the leading scorer at halftime. Mia Lindsay has six, Mariah Brock five. The Volunteers hit three three-pointers in that first period. It's good to see that. And when you look at Mumford, Lauren Brewster hit a basket back in the first minute of the game. And now Mumford has played the last 15 minutes of this contest without a field goal. Only one field goal the entire first period and only 1 point in the entire second quarter. So that's where the 27-6 score comes into play. And when you really look at it, we've mentioned several times Brewster, she shoots the ball and the teammates look for her, but she needs to be looking more for her shot rather than dishing the ball off so much. But I think we'll probably see a different Mumford offense when we get into the second half.
Well, Coach, as we move on into this halftime show, we got a special guest down at the end of the table. We've got Coach Wes Campbell, now principal.
Mr. Campbell.
Mr. Campbell. Mr. Coach Campbell. Always will be Coach Campbell. That's an honor to be coach. He did say something to me the other day when I called him the principal. He said acting principal. I don't know if that means
interim.
I thought you said acting.
IP Campbell.
I thought that meant you was acting like one. I didn't know if that meant you were one.
I don't know if I'll ever know how to act like one.
But
I'm doing the best I can.
All joking aside, I know you got your hands full, but good to see you, and you get to come to all these sporting events and bring the family. Got the family down the way. There is, it's more like not bring the family. The family comes to you, so they get a chance.
That's right. Lots of nights at the gym.
But
and you'll spend a lot of nights with your family at events like this.
Yep, we do. It's a pretty good way to raise kids, I think.
Well, Coach Campbell, looking at tonight, it's senior recognition. A lot of fans in here. We've got a good crowd of Volunteer fans. It's always good to see that, especially for senior night. See a good many seniors being recognized tonight on the boys and girls side, and also cheerleaders as well. So we'll be doing that in between the two games, is my understanding. But just speak to that a lot. I know a lot of these ladies and guys have been really participating in sports for a long time here.
Before we do that, one more thought on recapping the first half. Have y'all ever seen a promposal at halftime?
I almost forgot that.
Okay. No. I feel like we got to address it.
It involved a player on the boys and the girls.
Two seniors.
And it was neat. It was neat to
see. I've never seen it.
They had it lined up. Did you know it was coming?
No. I was surprised.
I mean, I know obviously some people did as they played them, but we'll say it was Damari Whetstone. Had a promposal for Nariah Brock at the intermission.
And the best thing about it, she said yes in front of this big home crowd.
It would have been embarrassing.
She did say yes. So good for him.
My feel of it, she seemed very excited about it.
She was very excited.
So it was neat to see. You'll probably.
I'm anxious to hear Coach Bishop's take of the promposal happening during his halftime.
I hope they got his okay before that.
I do too. I'm anxious to hear.
I just want to know who was the one that asked. It might not even been Namari. It might have been somebody else, like Kevin Cherry. Somebody might ask. I don't know. Zion Newell.
He'd be a good spokesman. He could talk you into it.
But and they involved a lot of seniors with that proposal. So it was
that was a good one. That's one for the
It is. And some people have probably seen it, shared. I'm sure there was a lot of phones up.
I hope that one makes it in the annual.
Yeah, it needs to. I think that was neat. Good move right there, but Coach, good to appreciate you spending some time here with us. But speak about these seniors and being recognized in the time they've spent here in Central High School.
And kind of talking about the girls first, maybe just obviously, you know, if you look out on the court at any given time, you know, we're a very senior laden team. And what's neat about this bunch, and you spoke on it earlier, the amount of time that they've been, I mean, some of these girls have been playing since they were in the seventh grade and playing a role. I mean, it just seems like they've been in high school forever.
You're right. Because some of them started as seventh graders.
That's right. And a very decorated senior class. I mean, I think they're easily going to graduate as the winningest senior girls basketball class that we've ever had. I would imagine by a pretty large margin.
Back-to-back Sweet 16.
Back-to-back Sweet
16. Maybe we can make it three in a row.
And maybe three in a row. You know, definitely got the chance to do that. Just a storied career for them so far. You know, a lot of milestones they've passed and records that they've set and broken. You know, the basketball team's going to look a lot different this time next year than it does tonight.
On the boys' side, a lot of seniors involved with that team. And one thing that's kind of neat for me, as we call all the sports, but seeing all those guys that there, all of those guys also played football this
year. That's right. And that's what I was going to say is the neat thing about this team is basically every one of them played football or plays another sport. I mean, this is a boys basketball team that's full of legitimate athletes. They're not just basketball players. I mean, they play everything.
And even though we're witnessing the end of basketball approaching, spring sports getting ready to kick off.
That's right, spring sports.
It never ends.
Yep. You noticed over here to the right of us about 10 minutes ago, the baseball staff came in to support. They just finished up practice. But a group of kids like what our boys are that participate in so many things, you know, those are the type of kids that make your school special. And then they enrich every part of the school. You know, those are our leaders in the hallways. And, you know, those are the ones that are setting the expectation and the tone for everybody else in the building. Very, very proud of those guys.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking your halftime to share with us right here and talk about these seniors. And, hey, anytime you see us, you know you're welcome to come sit down.
Yeah, I know it, guys. And, look, I appreciate you always being here and you guys highlighting our school and highlighting our kids and doing it in the positive way that you do. Y'all keep up the good work.
And your check for this is in the mail.
I'll be waiting on it, Coach. I'll stand out by the road this week.
And we'll move right into the third period. They'll inbound the ball right here in front of us. It's good to have Coach Wes Campbell.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Sassy's Convenience Store. All your food and fuel needs are at Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville.
We welcome you back here. Almost a steal. Lions pick it up. That's Brewster. Her shot no good. And
tough luck on that shot by Brewster.
It
rimmed around and kicked out.
Coach, you mentioned there at halftime and, you know, about Brewster needing to probably shoot the ball more, and she came out and fired up a shot there. Good-looking shot. It just did not go. Brewster back with a basketball on the left wing. 7:33 to go here in the third. Lady Ball's up 27-6. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron, and Heath Stroud doing all the streaming and audio and video and everything we're doing here tonight. Almost a travel there, but she did not slide her foot. Good job by Bailey James to keep that pivot foot planted. There's a good drive to the basket, and Shante Smith lays it up and in. 7 minutes to go. Lady Vols up 29-6.
And the Vols are right back in their three-quarter court press again.
There's a steal by Bailey James at half court. She gets almost tied up, and she gives it to Shante Smith. Ashante Smith's attempted baseball pass is stolen away. And there's going to be a travel by number two, Brianna Hales, and the Lions will turn it right back over to the Volunteers.
Brianna Hales, we mentioned, the only senior on this Mumford team.
Bailey James inbound the basketball in the Brock. Brock going to the prom and playing point guard right now. Over to Mia Lindsay. Back over to India Glenn. India Glenn fires up a shot. It's long. Ball is loose, and Diamond Heaven comes out with it. Up to Mia Lindsay. Mia with a good dribble drive. Little hook shot, and it's up and in.
And you mentioned Mia playing more on the wing here in the last few games than on the point.
When we get a five-second call, they're not able to get the ball inbounded. Bishop was being face-guarded there by Diamond Heflin and unable to find a place to throw the basketball. Lady Vols up 31-6, 6:17 to go here in the third. Bishop almost to it. Another stoppage of the clock.
Mumford has not left their zone defense tonight.
Brock fires up a three-pointer, no good, but Mia Lindsay with a rebound. Out to Bailey James. James three-pointer in and out. Loose ball, and Brewster comes out with it. 6 minutes to go here in the third. Lady Ball's up 31-6. And there's one thrown right by Coach here and out of bounds. 5:56 to go. We're having a lot of stoppages of play here.
Well, we want that clock moving when the score's out of hand like it is right now.
India Glenn. Good ball movement there over to Brock in the corner. Brock back, and Bailey James attempted a shot, and it was blocked. But the Mumford line stepped on the line. That's Faith Jacobs.
At what point would we have a running clock?
30 points in the fourth.
In the fourth?
In the fourth. I do believe that's correct. It's got to be in the fourth. It may have changed where it's any time in the second half.
I thought that's what it always had been.
No, I thought it was just a fourth. I know it was just a fourth.
Well, you know, we don't know if that's going to happen. We're just speculating.
Well, we want to be prepared. Something we hadn't seen very much this year.
Bishop handling that ball well.
And lays it up and in.
She did a good job just then.
31-8. Up to Glenn. Glenn in the right corner. Dribbles down the baseline, kicks it out to Mia Lindsay. Mia Lindsay's jumper from a free throw line is no good, but Mia gets her own rebound and dribbles it back out. Over to Bailey James. James over to India Glenn. Back to Billingsley. Billingsley couldn't handle the pass, but James with the loose ball. Billingsley fires up a three. Too strong. James with a rebound. Good teardrop shot, and it's up and good.
Bailey James with 6 points now tonight. That may be the high for the year for her.
James with a steal.
James. 3-on-1.
Good move by James, but missed the lay-in. She had a good ball fake on a pass, but missed the lay-in, but the putback was good.
Right now, the balls are hammering the lines on the offensive boards.
35-8. There's a steal by Mia Lindsay. Lindsay cuts in and lays it up and in. 37-8. Bishop with a basketball. Bishop gets it over to Brewster. Brewster dribbles all the way down to the baseline and just going to have to throw it back out. Mia Lindsay on the run. One-on-one with Bishop. Bishop fouls her, and Mia Lindsay lays it up and in. We're fixing to find you answer because the Lady Vols are up 39-8. They're up 31.
Mia having a good third quarter here offensively. Three field goals and now a trip to the foul line for an and-one situation. Diamond and Zakaria Heflin both in for the Volunteers.
No hot clock, Coach. They hadn't started it yet. I think it's got to be the fourth. Mia's free throw short. Presley with a rebound. She gets it out to Hales. Back over to Presley. Brewster's out of the game right now, getting a little rest, and the ball is dribbled out of bounds. Brock into the game. Mia Lindsay getting substituted for. Billingsley brings it up the floor. Billingsley over to Smith. Back over to Brock. Over to Diamond Heflin. Heflin back to Billingsley. Billingsley fakes the pass, dribbles down, jump shot, good. That's a good-looking shot right there by Billingsley.
Volunteers having a huge third quarter so far.
41-8, Lady Vols lead. They'll back up and play half-court defense. Good move by Coach Bishop. Over to Faith Jacobs. Jacobs out to Presley, top of the key. Presley leading with a little bit of an elbow. They let that go, and there's a pass thrown over into the Lady Vols deflected that pass, so it goes out of bounds off of them. They get the ball inbound to there to Hanley. Skylar Hanley narrows another steal. Zakiria Heflin passes up to Shante Smith. Back to Heflin. Lay it up and in. Good ball movement and good pass and good lay in. 43-8, Lady Vols lead. Heflin's getting a little too feisty here in fouls as soon as she comes across half court.
Yeah, a little too aggressive right there defending.
Only the first foul on the Volunteers, though, here in this period. By the score, Heflin steals the inbounds pass. And she travels. She couldn't gather the ball up. When she did, she slid both feet trying to get position to lay it up and in.
And you know she's upset because that was, you don't get many opportunities like that one.
Brewster a re-enter here for the Lions.
Volunteers look like there may be in a 1-3-1 zone defense.
Showing a little bit of a different look, working on some defensive stuff. Presley fires it up. And there's an odd-looking shot by Skylar Hanley, but it goes. And the Lions are in double figures with 2 minutes to go here in the third. Over to Nariah Brock. She fires up a three-pointer. It's a little strong, no good. And Brewster comes away with it.
Brewster actually rebounded that one over Zakiria Heflin.
Heflin lost her glasses and still trying to get them cleaned up where she can put them on. Got them in her hand. There's a layup and in by Brewster.
Second field goal for Brewster tonight.
Diamond Heflin fires up a three-pointer. It hit rim, no good. And they're tied up down low, Brewster and Heflin again. 1:22 to go in the third. Lady Vols up 43-12. Vols retain possession. They have possession there in their favor. Diamond Heflin fires up another three. No good, but Nariah Brock hits the strap up above the goal.
Yeah, and that strap is what, 6 feet above the rim?
But, you know, I've seen that many, many times here. The angle of it can be a little bit... I'm not saying you normally hit it, but obviously you can because we just witnessed it. There's a steal by Brock. Brock up to Zakiria Heflin. Heflin is fouled by Brewster. Shot don't go, but she'll go to the line shooting two.
Lauren Brewster now with 3 personal fouls.
Have y'all ever seen that set up with a strap and raising a go in any other gym?
I have never seen it, Coach.
I've been in a lot of gyms. I have never seen it.
There's a cable and a strap.
Yes, there is. I've never seen that set up anywhere else.
To me, it seems like it's
all in the way. It's all in the way. I agree.
It looks like it's too far out, like the angle's too. And then Heflin's first free throw is good. We've got 5. Only 4 can come in right now. 1 will have to wait for the shooter. That'll be Annalisa Harris as we see. Let's see who all we got here, Coach.
Well, we've got Cersei, Wesley, Lopez,
Ward, and Ward with a steal. Her shot up, no good. Cersei shot put back, no good. Partially blocked. We've got a tie up.
Zakaria Heflin stayed in with that group, and now Annalisa Harris will check in for her. So we've got four basically junior high players out here.
Lions with the basketball. There's Brewster. Brewster shot no good. Loose ball, and there's Searcy comes out with it. Searcy's on the run. And Searcy double dribbles. 35 seconds to go. A little bit too fired up there with Searcy.
What do we have? Double dribble?
Yeah. She grabbed it with two hands. And the ref didn't blink. There's Presley with the basketball. Presley guarded by Annalisa Harris. Out to Brewster. Brewster. Over to number 10. I hadn't memorized that one. That's Kasten Latham. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound to the Lions, and it's no good. That was by number 21, Faith Jacob. But she'll go Lions shooting two. Faith Jacobs. Who was that foul on, Coach?
I'm thinking it was on Lopez. So, Kara Lopez.
First free throw up and no good.
Mumford is struggling from the free throw line. We'll get those totals later.
And she makes that one. You talked her into that one.
Yeah.
Searcy brings it up. 44-13, 8 seconds to go here in the third. Searcy over to Wesley. Wesley, ball faked and traveled.
Well, she was going to get on a drive towards the baseline, but moved her feet before she put the ball on the floor.
And the time will run out, and the Lady Vols will go to the fourth. We should have a hot clock starting the fourth. Lady Vols lead 44-13. You're listening right here on Classic Country 90.9. Central Ball Basketball.
Frank's Point of View, a hidden gem overlooking Talladega National Forest. Enjoy endless views, stunning sunsets, and starry nights. Each spacious RV site includes a picnic table, sun canopy, privacy panel, fire pit, and hammock hooks.
Yeah.
Hike miles of scenic trails and let your four-legged friends roam free. Frank's Point of View is online at frankspointofview.com. Phone number 256-456-5800. Frank's Point of View, your perfect getaway awaits.
It's a new year with new goals and plenty of New Year's resolutions. It's a great time to take a look at your monthly expenses and just do a reset. First Capital Insurance in Lineville could be a great place to start. First Capital Insurance works with several insurance companies to find the plan that fits your needs and your budget. The phone number for First Capital Insurance is 256-396-2131, and they're located at 575 College Street in Lineville. First Capital Insurance is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Honey's Cafe. Your favorite Southern style cooking is at Honey's Cafe in Lineville.
We welcome you back. We get the ball inbounded here, and we should have a hot clock from here to the finish. Ball starters back in, leading 44-13. They look to get the ball down to Bailey James, back out to Brock, back to Mia Lindsay, over to India Glenn, back to Glenn. Glenn might have got bailed out there. Is they going to call a foul as she went to go to the basket?
I think that foul was on number two, Brianna Hales.
I believe so.
But it'll send India Glenn to the line for a couple of free throws.
She makes the first.
Rusty, in that third quarter, we turned the ball. Mumford had eight turnovers. We had four. The rebound stayed pretty even.
Over to Brock. Brock shot. Three-pointer good.
Mariah Brock. That's two threes in this game for
48 to 13. And there's a shot blocked. That's a drive by number 10, Latham. It's blocked by India Glenn. Cock continues to run. 7 minutes to go here. Get the ball inbounded to Brewster. Brewster's pass. I don't know who touched it last. I never saw a signal.
Looks like Brock deflected it out.
Okay. Wesley Jordan did one. Over Presley fires up a long three-pointer, almost banks in, and Glenn tries to get going too quick and loses the basketball. 6:25 to go, clock running. We'll try to get a quick break after this game and try to get back and get the recap, but if senior stuff starts, we're going to carry it right here. We're going to try to let you hear it live. As all the senior recognitions will be done for girls, boys, and cheerleaders in between after the girls' game here. 6 minutes to go. Glenn with the basketball. With 3 second call there on the balls.
What, we see that maybe once a week.
We've seen it three times in this game. They're playing catch-up, maybe. I think it's three. I know twice. And the Heflin sisters will enter the game.
Well, if Coach Bishop's going to get everybody in, he better hurry.
Clock running at 5:15. They get it inbounded here to Presley. There's a shot fired up, and it hit
something
top
on the
of the backboard, I think. I guess it had to hit to maybe the strap. The top of the backboard is supposed to be
there's
in.
There's some sort of bar right there on top of the backboard. The top is actually not out.
Yeah, that's right.
But if it hits that bar on the top, then it is out.
There's rebound by Diamond Heflin. 4:30 to go. Over to Brock. Brock to Bishop. Bishop stole it away, I should say. Over to Hales. And there's a layup and good by number 12, Brooklyn Presley. Heflin all the way down the court. Spin move. Shot doesn't go. Missed it. Presley with a rebound.
Got a big crowd gathering on that end of the gym getting ready for the senior festivities.
There's a ball stolen away by Zakira Heflin, but Heflin it steps out of bounds. His coach is greeting everybody as they come by here. Yeah, well, we just have to know. Well, hey, now we don't want them confused back here listening, but we got a lot of friends in Mumford. We got friends in high places and low places, don't we? We was talking about them playing us a long time. That helps us to be able to get to know people. 3:13 to go here. Diamond Heflin's going to poke the ball away, and Brandy Sears is going to enter the game.
Brandy checking in for Mariah Brock.
Under 3 minutes and running here. Lady Vols up 48-15. Bishop. Heflin steals the pass. But Presley blocks the shot.
Looked like on her arm, but it doesn't matter if they can call it or not call it. The clock's going to keep going.
That's right. Up to Bishop. Two minutes to go here. Heflin guarding Bishop. We got Lopez, Billingsley, Diamond Heflin, Zakiri Heflin, and Sakara Lopez in the game, and then we're going to get a foul.
Yeah, that's going to go on Diamond Heflin. And, you know, this reminds me of, like, camp basketball in the summer when you play games. You always have a running clock because you have two or three games on different courts going simultaneously, and they're all using the same clock. And that's fun type basketball when you have running clocks.
48-15. Ball inbounded to Bishop. .125 to go, and we got a double dribble call. A few more balls coming in. We got Wesley, Giddens, and Annalisa Harris.
All youngsters out there. If somebody needs to come down.
104 to go. Searcy with the basketball. Searcy dribbles up top of key. Over to Wesley, fires up a three-pointer. It doesn't go, and the rebound goes to Hales. Back over to Bishop. 40 seconds to go for the line. He's guarded by Ward. And almost a travel. They didn't call that, or it was a travel, but there's a ball out to over to Hales. Shot up no good. There goes Searcy, and Coach Bishop's going to call a timeout. He's trying to get his bench cleared.
Yeah, he's going to get Sarah Kinder and
Sarah Kinder and also Blair Wheeler.
Blair Wheeler's check in.
Wheeler.
And I think that's everybody has gotten in.
15 seconds to go. There's back over to Giddens. Giddens kicks it out to Kinder. Kinder a fire up a three-pointer. It rims out no good. Rebound goes to the Lions. And that's where we'll end it. Lady Vols get a big victory, 48-15. We'll total up some stats, come back, try to give you them and move into Slinger Recognition right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lionville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is the Marble City Urology Post-Game Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9, Coach. Coach Herring's been working hard keeping some stats. Share those stats with us and how the Volunteers came out. 48-15 victors here in the ladies' game.
Well, the Volunteers started early and pulled away gradually as this game went on. And you know, the rebounding battle was still close. We only won that by two, and they had four more turnovers than we did. Looking at the individual scoring, Mia Lindsay, 12 points tonight. Good balance up and down the lineup. Ramile Billingsley had nine. Norial Brock had eight.
Coaches, we're about to start this senior recognition. We're going to transfer in and take this in right here on Classic Country 90.9.